Hey everyone, welcome to Ears for You. This podcast is all about the good, the bad, and the ugly concerning the most magical place on earth. We are concierge travel planners with years of experience specializing in all Disney destinations. I'm Joy, and tonight we have Roxanne.
Hey guys.
And Jules.
Hello.
And Jim.
Hello, everybody.
And tonight's episode is all about the 50th.
Woo! 50th.
Statues, costumes, food, and Roxanne is back finally with a game.
Can't wait.
Yay. Let's go. Her all game right. is Walt Disney's opening day celebration game. So we should all do really well at that.
Yes, you should.
Some of us will.
It'll be good because it's been a while since we played a game, so it should be really interesting or entertaining. But first, tonight's rope drop question. Will you visit Walt Disney World during the 50th celebration? And not only will you visit it, but will you visit it for that reason? Obviously, sometimes we have other reasons that we as agents go, but will you visit it for the actual 50th festivities? And we'll start with Roxanne.
Well, I'm pretty sure y'all all know I'm going to be there at some point during the next 18 months. So,
like a lot of times.
Yeah, only like 437 times. You know what? We should, starting on Friday, I want you to keep track of how many days in the next 18 months you visit the parks. We should do a pool right now.
Okay. Right. So days is 18 I actually months. Do keep track of my days.
So how many days are there in 18 months? How many possible visits are there? Jules, mathematician.
Yikes. Well, there's 365 what's days after in a that? Year, and I don't think we have a leap year coming up, right? There's no
right?
leap year.
So what's half of it?
And I didn't say I was good at math.
I don't know.
Well, five isn't a whole number, so you can't, you know, it's like,
so it's I'm already sorry I asked.
What if I equals plus 365?
People are sorry, yelling Joy. At us right now. It's
574 days.
All right. So out of 500, you can edit all that up.
547.
And you'll be there. I say she's going to be there.
Are we talking any of the parks or just Magic Kingdom?
Anywhere.
Oh, okay. So
well, it's Walt Disney World's anniversary.
Right? There has to be AP blackouts.
There's stuff going on in every park.
There's no AP blackouts for me.
I'm going to go with...
Bougie.
372 days.
372. Should we be making these predictions right
Yeah, you got to mark this down somewhere.
Joy said 362.
72.
372.
What was the total number of days again?
574.
Let's
going 485.
Ooh.
574. Wow. Hold on.
She isn't a mathematician yet. She's trying to mathematically figure this out right now.
Apparently, an English
547.
Major.
It was 547. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was 574.
We just consider you the smartest person in the room. I'm sorry.
430 and a half days.
Oh, God.
0.5.
Because how do I do a half day?
Because I always do half days.
Only just for part of the day, for the evening, for dinner.
That's all she does.
No. Every visit counts.
Nope, you have to pick. Okay. Are you going up or down, Jules?
Round up.
No, I'm saying then at 4:30.
I'll stick with what you got then.
4:30.
Okay.
I'll bet a dollar, Bob.
How many weeks is that? 18 months times 54.
52 and 70 and 26.
So there's 18 months times 4.
It's 52 and 26.
So much math early in the show.
If she goes on another cruise, there are 7 days right there.
Right, this went right off the rails. My apologies. Yeah. My bad.
That's all right. Okay, well, there's that.
Yeah, I get that all out. There's that.
Nope, it's good.
Meanwhile, Jules's
back on the podcast, Jules, are you going to visit in the 18 months in the hopes of seeing the 18 or the 50th anniversary shenanigans? Would you like to see the 50th shenanigans?
I'm going in the next 18 months because I'm going in the next 18 months. I'm not going because it's the 50th anniversary. However, the fact that it's the 50th anniversary will just add to the things that I need to accomplish while I'm there as a history person. Because it's a historical, you know, the 50th thing. So there's that.
Jimmy?
Can't wait. Bring it on. Going in November, but just for a 2-day resort visit and no parks. Going in January for 6 days, and every single minute I can spend in parks for that, I'm going to see it. I see new fireworks. I'm going to ride Remy. I see everything that's new. I'm going to eat everything that's special for it.
We got lots of good special for it things.
I cannot wait to wallow in the 50th. Bring it on.
I just hope it's better than the birthday bash, because the birthday bash was fun, but I felt like it started, like, 18 months is a really long time for a theme at Disney.
But when they did Disneyland's 60th, that was an 18-month celebration as well. And it was overwhelming. Well,
I have my golden ears. I have the golden ears.
I think the 50th, though, gives people time to go. I think it also, like, doesn't make it in next October. It takes it all the way through 2022, which I think.
You have to be there October 1st to appreciate
it.
Yeah. And it'll be anything different in February 2nd is going to be on October 1st.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll let you know.
I hope there's a giant guest book to sign, like, for Mickey's birthday.
I hope so. I want to do something special. I want, like, a pin.
A whole park ticket.
Oh, there'll be a pin.
Can they dip my face in gold, or, like, my ring, my finger? I don't know. Like, I want something. No, I want them to give me.
Oh, I hate you already. Is there a day of pin, though?
Yeah,
I don't know about a day of pin, but I bought this yesterday.
I want a day of.
Gorgeous. I need one.
Is it iridescent?
It is of iridescent. Course, it's not iridescent. Awesome. It's iridescent.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
When did those come out?
I saw them a few days ago at Magic Kingdom when I was there. Yeah, Friday, I was going to say.
They want to put those too early.
It was $10.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
One
steal.
That's all they're getting for that?
I did get my annual pass discount on it, so it was $8.
What?
Oh my God.
Can you get me one of those with your annual discount, and then I'll get it from you?
There you go. I will buy one in January, but oh my God, it's beautiful.
If there's any left.
So I didn't answer the question. However, I will be there on the 50th.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to be
actually
there.
You know, October 1st, which I agree with you, for people that are going after the 50th, you will still get so many of the 50th things. They don't just happen on the 1st. However, I have told my children that you will be able to tell your children that you were in Magic Kingdom on the 50th. Now, don't stop. Hold on. I also told them that I need to be there on the 100th. So your dad is probably going to be too old, but you're going to need to come and get me from the home. Come pick me up from the home, rent me one of them scooters, and I'm coming in with you on the 100th, okay? Just park my little scooter in front of the castle, and then you can tell your kids, like, right?
Well, maybe by then you'll have, like, a hover scooter.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, who knows?
But ooh, you can knit people's heels.
Yes, see?
And you'll really be Joy the Tyrant. Like,
get out of my way.
Exactly.
So these are life goals right here, the 50th and the 100th. So there's that. All right. So with this 50th, there have been sprinkles of announcements over the last few weeks of some fun, different things that you'll be getting over the next 18 months. So, I mean, you know, we would be remiss not to talk about or just mention the two biggest things you're getting are Harmonious at Epcot and Enchanted at Magic Kingdom. So those are, like, big. We've been talking about them for months. It's the new fireworks shows. Will they live up to all their hype? I don't know. I know Jim hopes it does in the Magic Kingdom side. I hope it does on the Harmonious side, because those barges are ridiculous. So we've talked about that, like, 100 times, but let's talk about some of the other things that they are also doing.
Well, just real quick before we move on, the Harmonious and the, oh my gosh, I just forgot the name of the
Enchanted.
Enchantment. They are going to be live
stream. Thank you. I was going to mention, we need to mention the stream. When?
On the first and the second, I believe.
I thought they were it's early. No, it's a preview. It's the 30th and the 29th. The
30th.
Okay. Okay, so 29th. So
it's not first night. It's actually previews.
Yes, it's previews.
Okay.
Let me so if you're listening to this, it will have already happened and it doesn't really matter what the dates are.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Right. Well, this will air on Thursday. So on Thursday night, you can watch Enchantment. You will have missed Harmonious because that would have been the night before. However,
you saw the post that we posted on Facebook and Instagram reminding you.
Yes. But however, if you're listening to this today on Thursday tonight, you can watch the live streaming of Enchantment. I keep wanting to call it Enchanted because of that movie. I know. But it's Enchantment. But you know I don't call anything the right name, so you got it. You know what I'm talking about.
Let's if it's Thursday, and it is when you're listening to this, you can find it on YouTube.
Yes.
So absolutely. Tonight live, you can watch Enchantment, but you can watch last night's airing. You can watch it 100 times.
So Harmonious
over and over and over again. And then you can skip Epcot as usual, and you'll never have to go at all.
Oh my God.
We're ignoring that. So Harmonious. No, I'm super excited to see it in person. On September 29th, which is Saturday at 9 p.m. Of course, you'll find it later on YouTube on Disney Parks blog. Disney Enchantment and Magic Kingdom is going to be Thursday, September 30th at 10:15 p.m. Eastern.
Yep. Yeah, because they're letting the parks close and clear everybody out, and then we're going to run it. It's going to be, which is cool because it's not going to be unlike when they did the first night of Happily Ever After. Yeah, 10:15.
It is going to be closed, but I do believe there are some special people that will get to watch it in the park.
Oh, sure. They'll have people in the park. It's going to be cast members and whoever. And,
yeah.
Sure. But there'll be people in there. Yep, but
it won't be like normal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to. I can't wait. Last time they did that.
Are you going to watch
it? Happily Ever After, they had everybody sit down. In the hub, they had everybody sit down
because they had all the cameras on boom swooping through. Yeah.
And also,
everybody was still in the ears that light up. That, you know,
yes, and also the park was at capacity an hour and a half before the fireworks.
Sure.
Whether you had a ticket to get in, whether you thought you were going to get in or not.
Yeah, you were done. Yeah, you were done.
So, you know, if you're going to.
Interesting thing.
If you're going to be there, stay there. Don't leave and think you're going to get to come back half an hour before. Well, they're going to toss
you out anyway. But the interesting thing is I have clients who are there now and they're actually waiting for the last night of Happily to go. And I'm like, be warned, get there early. Because
now let me ask you this here.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me ask you this. If you, because of the reservation system, are you guaranteed entry even if you leave because you have a park reservation at Magic Kingdom that day?
There has not ever been, even at the beginning, first of all, there has never been a capacity day on a park hopper. We've been talking about this for a year.
I agree with you, but you know, we're talking
they're
about-
They're going to let anybody who wants to be in there.
Because they're not at capacity.
Until they hit actual capacity, which is what, 80,000, we assume? They never
80 to 100, right? They're not going to keep anybody out of there in the middle of Wednesday night in September. Yeah.
All right. No.
So
fair enough. Okay. Well,
can't wait.
All right.
I'm psyched about fireworks.
We'll rip those apart next week or the next week when we get back. All right. So they're also, Beacons of Light. It's not a fireworks show. It's some kind of other lighty up nighty thing that all four parks are doing. Did you like that? It was super.
It's a lighty up nighty thing.
Yeah, I like that name. That's what it's going to be called.
That's a joy quote.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It's going to say in the back of your shirt now.
Yeah. Lighty Team Lighty Up Nighty.
That sounds dirty.
Anyway, what is that? I don't know. It's some lighty up nighty thing.
So we saw, or was it you, Roxanne, that pointed out what the ball looked like? It was lit up for a second and you didn't like the ball. That was the lighty up nighty thing.
Didn't look good.
You don't like it lit?
No, it didn't look good. What I saw.
It's got to be better than all the hideous crap they had all over it.
It looks like a giant LED candle thing that you can get from Dollar Tree
or like one of those things that like your kids get, like the ball, when you hit it on the ground, it lights up and flashes.
Yeah, except it doesn't flash, it swirls.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter with that?
I don't know. She doesn't like it because she likes it to be classic.
All right. Let me ask you this, though. In the grand scheme of ball abhorrency, I made that word up. You like that?
Yep.
I knew Jules would appreciate that. She's howling right now. She's like, what is that? You just said? In the grand scheme of ball abhorrency, is it worse than the Millennium celebration? With the hand and the wand and all that crap. Do you want to light up or do you want the hand back?
At least with the light up and during the day, it looks the same.
Right. It's the same. Yeah. Right.
So you just close your eyes at night and don't look at it.
I think it's far less offensive. But also, I'm actually looking forward to sitting there all lit up.
Do we know?
I'm waiting to see what it looks like. But the video I saw was like swirly.
You can't go from video. You need to sit in front of it.
Do we know how long it stays lit up? Like, is it like from 10 to 10:15 and then boom, done? Is it like starting at dusk? I mean, we don't know. Could it be all night or is it a short? Okay, we don't know. All right. No, well, we don't know about these beacons of light, but they happen on the tree, on the ball, and then on the tower. What's at Hollywood Studios? What lights up there?
Maybe. The Tower of Terror.
Terror. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
that's amazing. Yeah. Look, it's amazing. Yeah. It's all good.
I think it's fun.
It's all the overlay technology.
Yeah. Which and means they're putting it to decent,
to good use.
Which means during the day, your pictures can look like they were supposed to instead of looking like a blown up cake.
And at night, instead of purple ball, you're going to have light up ball. Yeah, so what?
I think it'll be fine.
Purple ball is
it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So what? So this will be beautiful too. Like.
It's only 18 months, Roxanne. All right. So
in the grand scheme of 50 years, 18 months.
Baking show?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And you know on Netflix that it's like PG-13.
Yeah.
Like you have, like I have parental code on stuff that's like over PG-13 to remind my kids to make good choices, even though they know the code. And a Great British Baking Show always has the parental code on it because they can never get away from saying things that don't sound awful, like lighty up nighty and ball of horns.
So Turner parental guidance
show is
on
now
PG-13.
Don't be the reason someone has to use a parental code on a podcast.
I want an R-rated podcast of this show so badly. Well, anyway,
maybe one day. All right. So after that lighty up nighty thing, during the day, you will get to see the new beautiful costumes. And in my opinion, I think they are beautiful. How do you feel about
really
the costumes?
Nice.
Who's costume?
Roxanne's got
I feel like Roxanne doesn't like them.
Roxanne's just got a face.
I have no really opinion about them. Oh, I will say I have these shopping bags and they look gorgeous.
All right. May I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the thing. If you look at Mickey and Minnie's birthday or whatever, those horrible white with all that.
I love those. All up,
right? See, everybody loves
everybody has a different
I think
opinion.
Right. It was good for the I was not a big fan of that, okay. But I think the iridescent stuff is going to be
it's
super
pretty.
Cool.
Okay. Here's what I will say because I was there a few weeks ago and Roxanne pointed this out. They have made these, you know, like the banners that hang from light posts and that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah.
They're iridescent and they have the castle with the 50th logo, which I do like the 50th logo. I think it's very classy. The iridescent flags. Some of them are not as iridescent and as others, and some of them look straight up brown. Like it was like something happened there in your printing, and they were like, "Oh well, no one will notice." Well, I'm noticing that some of them, like that iridescent, looks great. The light hits it, and it turns like it's supposed to. But some of them, they just look. I think it's brown is probably not the right word. More like a fleshy,
it's like bronze.
And it does not iridescent the way that it should. Yeah. Ooh, that was a miss. It's that odd. Person should get fired too. All right, what? Yes, Jimmy.
Are you saying that's the day that Evil Bob went down to the printing and they were like, "Hey, do you want to push the button, Bob?"
let's not taint the conversation by
to Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
Oh my gosh, Jules, we're cutting you out. Go ahead, Jimmy. What were you going to say?
Stop. All right. Here's what I'm going to say. Everything that I have seen in person and online has looked amazing. I think some real thought has gone into everything they've done. Everything on the castle, including modifying Happily Ever After to incorporate the 50th logo into it, was well thought out and well done. Mm-hmm. The castle looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Everything they've done to it.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Everything they've done to it, all the accoutrement that they have put on it. Is beautiful.
Fancy up in here.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, it looks great. I think, you know, they've put some real thought into it. There's special treats, there's special fireworks. There's the castle looks fantastic. They put banners out. They've made pins. They have, you know, we're in a time where all of this a year ago was all up in the air.
Sure.
Let's think about where we were a year ago.
That's not.
So to have come a year later. No, I don't want to read it. My God, it's horrible. So, but what they have done is they've looked forward and looked back. They've taken everything as usual in a very Disney way and said, we're here. We're open. We're 50 years old. Welcome. Please come and join us in the celebration. Yeah. And I think everything they've done is amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
What? Jules, you okay?
Well, for a minute, I was trying to think of the movie that that quote came from. And I was like, there's a cat in
I just made that up out of my head.
Paula Abdul did two steps forward, two steps back.
Oh, I love that tune.
But it's attract.
But
there's a dancing cat. And I was like, that's
DJ
not
Scat
Oliver.
Cat. DJ Scat Cat.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. So answer me this.
No, I just think it's amazing.
No, I agree.
All of it's amazing.
I do. There was a misstep on some of the signs. However, the rest of it is beautiful. I 100% agree.
Gorgeous.
The costumes, I love. I think they're fabulous. Is it just the Fab Five that have the change in the costumes with iridescently speaking?
Have we seen a goofy iridescent?
I have seen goofy iridescent on something. He was on a commercial.
That would be more than 5'5" because I think Chip and Dale have them.
Oh, okay.
And Daisy because she's not part of the 5'5".
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. I'm surprised that hasn't been brought up. It's coming. Watch it be amended.
That's ridiculous.
That's because they're not married. They're only dating. Mm.
Neither are Mickey
and Minnie. Welcome to 2021, friend.
Mickey and Minnie are married.
No, they are not.
Oh,
they are not.
This is getting dicey for 2021. Anywho, moving
cut
on.
All that out.
Anyway.
So, you can stop statues. Right,
everything is beautiful.
Statues.
Oh, my God. The statues are gorgeous.
So I found this lovely, fun little tidbit tonight. So there are 50... characters, but that doesn't mean there are 50 statues because
Walt Disney stated that Minnie and Mickey got married in their private life, but they were never wed in a cartoon. That was the 1932 production titled Mickey's Nightmare.
Oh, every marriage is. That was the name of their wedding.
Then in the movies, they're just whatever they need to be for the movie.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're acting. Married. Okay. All right. Well,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, y'all have to dispute this on another day.
Have never been married on screen, but in a 1993 interview, Walt Disney revealed Houston was dead in 1993. How did he do an interview?
Yeah, it's not a 1993 interview.
I didn't say 1993.
I'm looking at it online.
He was busy doing this.
I'm reading it online. It says 1993.
Okay. So we here at the podcast are going to dispute the marital status of Minnie.
September 30th, 1933, Walt Disney was asked if his two stars were married. A lot of people have written to him asking this question because sometimes he appears to be married to her in films and other times he's courting her. What it really amounts to is, for screen purposes, Minnie is his leading lady. If the story calls for a romantic courtship, then Minnie is the girl. But when the story requires a married couple, then they're married as man and wife.
Okay.
And then the voices were married in real life. Mickey and Minnie in real life were married.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, oh boy.
That's beautiful.
Oh, okay, boy. Well, wedding night.
Regardless,
well, if you in the parks, they will say they're not married.
Okay. You can take that out. I don't want to be wrong on my first day being 39.
No. Well, it's good. Okay.
You're never wrong.
Back to my statues. I'm excited about my statues. There are 50 characters in the statues. However, there are not 50 statues because some statues have more than one character on them. I found this lovely little tidbit this evening, and there are 19 statues with 25 characters in Magic Kingdom. There are 6 statues with 9 characters in Epcot, 7 statues with 9 characters in Hollywood Studios, and 4 statues with 7 characters in Animal Kingdom. So
they only got 4 statues in Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. Yes. They don't get a nighttime show.
It's just a right in front of the Tree of Life. They're all right in front of the tree.
They're not even like around the park.
It's got to be like It's like Bambi, Lion King stuff.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
Timon and Pumbaa and perfect, Dory yeah. and Nemo.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, they are like.
I'm surprised they didn't put Dory and Nemo in front of the.
I know. They should have been
in Epcot. In the Seas Pavilion. Yeah.
It's a whole weird Whatever. Thing anyway. So Whatever. I did go to all four parks over the weekend and got pictures.
Really?
Of, yeah.
She has all pictures of all. Really?
You were four parks over the weekend?
I did. And I never go on the weekend. So that
so
was.
So you're a welcome. Here's for that. You podcast.
I know.
She has all these photos of lovely statues.
So all four parks, so I can get them all. And I do have a fun little tidbit.
Did you take pictures of every single one of them?
Every single one of them.
There's a drive.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Every single one.
I know, I saw that, but I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, she could.
Anyway.
She's a talented lady.
Here's the cool thing about them. They are life size to what they are as a character in their movie. So like Woody and Bo Peep, are tiny
super small.
Statues.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell is a teeny tiny statue. R2-D2 is a full size R2-D2.
Nice. So they're to scale.
Yeah. Yes. They're to scale
to what they should be.
That's awesome.
Which is super fun and also really fun to look at as you're around the park. Yeah. So try to find all the statues.
They're and you can like how many, here's a podcast challenge. How many pictures can you take of you in front of statues? Ooh, can you get all of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like in January. All right. Okay, so it was Mickey Bar Challenge in September, and now it's going to be Statue Challenge.
I hope you don't fail that one like you failed the other one.
Hey. Burn.
I'm just kidding.
And you want me to do dining for you on Friday?
Nothing okay, no problem. But love.
Wow.
No, he knows I love him. I'm just kidding. All right.
It's all good. It's all good, my friend.
I feel like that one is much more achievable than the Mickey bar.
Oh,
yeah, because no matter how many Mickey bars I eat, I can still take pictures in front of statues, so it's okay.
All right. Well, the statues...
I will not be eating Mickey bars in January, by the way.
...are beautiful. Why? He probably may never eat a Mickey bar again.
Why? I may never eat a Mickey bar again, exactly.
Okay, so the statues are beautiful. In addition to all the other beautiful things that they've done, I really think the statues were really well done and a really fun addition. And I think it's fun that they incorporated all the parks because I know it's the 50th anniversary for Magic Kingdom, but let's be honest, while you're there, hopefully you're not just visiting Magic Kingdom. You're going to visit everybody and you want to
feel that. It's a world thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not the 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom. It's the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World Resort in Florida.
Started.
Copyright, 19 whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the whole place and they've incorporated everything. Yeah.
And I'm so glad they did. So you can enjoy
it's parks wide.
Tidbits of the anniversary all over the parks. Speaking of that, the best part of this podcast is food.
Food.
And today, all the fun extra food was announced for the 50th. Then this will run the 18 months. So if you are not there on October 1st, you will get to eat this food for the next 18 months. And let me just tell you, I've never seen so many chocolate 50th medallions on every food thing. So that might be my goal while I'm there. How many Castle 50th medallions can I eat? A beautiful food, delicious food, fancy drinks. I mean, you name
There's
it.
Even a hand-dipped premium Mickey bar, James.
Yes, there is.
I saw that.
There's also all the 50th, all the Mickey bars packaging has been changed to the 50th. So all the regular ones, they're sticking in the freezer and for 18 months and they'll pull those back out.
Those are going to be delicious. I would not eat a Mickey bar month 19.
In January of 2023 because you're getting what they had to pull out this week for the 50th.
Exactly.
So that's all right. All is well.
You know, this is just shipping to grocery stores. I'll leave
Somebody's going to call you and be like, you're incorrect. They just stopped manufacturing them.
Well, I don't believe that because there's like 97 carts out there that still have Mickey bars on them when they pull them, but that's cool. So food, lots of yummy food. We looked over it earlier. Some things that stand out to me. I love all things pineapple. There's some fun pineapple things at the Trolley Cart Cafe in Hollywood Studios. And also at, where was the other one that was so looking Captain yummy? Cook. Oh yeah, Captain Cook's has a lovely vanilla cupcake with Dole Whip pineapple center. As you may remember, back in February, we did a lovely pineapple terrible tasting that did not turn out so good. So I may be, it actually, none of this pineapple stuff may taste good at all, but there is some really pretty stuff.
That glimmer and shimmer pineapple mousse looks really pretty. Mm-hmm. And it actually looks like a pineapple, how they shape beautiful. It. So it's really cool. But
where is that available?
That one is at the Trolley Cart Cafe.
In Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Starbucks in Hollywood Studios.
Okay. All right.
The hand dipped 50th premium bar is, where is that at? It's an Animal Kingdom drink. Walla. Mm-hmm.
And it's nice. Blue raspberry flavored on top. Oh my of your God. Chocolate.
The top is dipped in a different flavor.
Oh, nice.
There are some actual like food signature items like there at, which I didn't know this, and I'm not sure this is always the case, but Friar's Nook normally has the tots. Right now it has a burger that looks like Toad. It has like two little olive eyeballs and a tongue of a pickle sticking out. So that's fun. So there are some signature things that are not just sweets.
That's good, because I'm not a sweets guy, so I'd like to actually have.
I'm pretty bummed, though. Let me just tell you what I'm bummed about. So there is a Royal 50th Celebration flight of champagne that's only served on Disney World's property. But guess where it is? It's at Cinderella's Royal Table, where I will not be dining.
Well, you will never be.
So not without princesses, my friend. So I will have to be skipping on that beautiful flight, but it does look beautiful. So if you are eating in the castle,
does look beautiful.
Eat that or drink that beautiful flight for me.
I think it's only the one champagne.
Oh, I thought it was a flight.
There's three drinks on the flight, but one of them is just the Enchanté.
Okay.
And that is a proprietary.
Oh, they all look
champagne, but don't they all look pretty?
They're beautiful.
Because don't think I wasn't going to hack this at home and be like, look at all my 50th food. And I was like, dang it, Enchanté.
I mean, before we move off of drinks, there is a drink at Be Our Guest that has a squid coming out of it. So if you are adventurous and want your drink cocktail to have a squid coming out
charred
of it.
Charred octopus.
That's come fine. Charred octopus. It's like you're eating Ursula. It's fantastic. I mean,
like it looks like a, what is it? A Bloody Mary?
It's like a crossbow.
Yeah. It's not a Bloody Mary, but it's that's what it looks like.
It does kind of look like that. So
the one
that
I'm looking forward to is going to be Uncle Orville's Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow Sunday.
It's served in a bathtub. Nice.
Where? It's got to be Magic Kingdom.
Anti-Gravity's Galactic City.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when you're cutting through anti-gravities on the way to Haunted Mansion to blow off.
Get
all
that
of,
Sunday.
You can pop
I wonder
in
how big it is. That's it's cool. Hard to tell like size in these pictures.
Maybe it's big enough for two, maybe. I'm not sure.
It's a bathtub built for two.
One. It's beautiful.
I'll definitely be getting one.
Okay. Well, we'll find out how big it was after she eats it. There's a sandwich with macaroni and cheese on it. There's
all this sounds so good.
There are
January's gonna rock. I can't wait for January. Yes.
Cosmic Race has a hamburger that's dusted with crushed cheese flavored puffs.
Tragic.
And macaroni and cheese and bacon. Is that it?
Yeah. Yes. Where?
That's it. Cosmic Race.
Mm-hmm. On top of the burger.
Well, the cheese on the top. Yeah.
It says cheese flavored puffs, but you know that means
Cheetos.
That your fingers are going to be an amazing color of orange when you finish stubbing.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be orange all over your face.
Oh, that's so
okay,
fun.
And that right there is why I don't like the costumes, because the food, these kids are going to be coming out of these restaurants with these J-Glo iridescent fingers. If they bring back meet and greets at any point in the next 18 months,
No, you got every mom in America with a
wet wipe.
With a wipe. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Smearing them off. Don't touch Mickey. Come here, you disgusting child. Wipe your face, wet a spit and wipe your off. You know, you're all good.
So yeah, there are tons of good things to try.
Oh my gosh, sounds amazing.
Like really good food and like not just 50th medallions of chocolate, which there are a ton of those, but like some real actual things that you can eat.
Food.
Yeah, food. Savory.
World's favorites at Crystal Palace.
Yes, Walt has some favorites. What were those? I missed them.
Chicken fried steak, New York strip, pork chops, and a few others at Crystal Palace.
Love oh, that chicken sounds fried horrible. Steak. Sign me up.
I know.
And then the iridescent Sipabration.
Oh, right up Joy's alley.
These are non-alcoholic, so there's that. They are Minute Maid premium lemonade with a fruity strawberry punch, although they've changed the colors of them per one. So there's the Mickey is red, Minnie is blue, Donald is green, but he's kind of a teal, and then yellow is Pluto. So, and they have these little, like, I don't know. I use them on wine glasses to, like, tell which person's which cup.
Yeah, the little chain things around.
Yeah, so the we were discussing before we came on, could we get a set of these without the cups? Because I'm going to need a large.
Joy's going to need a chain thing around her bottom of her glass for iridescent 50th that says Joy on it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need these for my wine
glasses.
The glasses
look like real glass. They don't look like they're plastic.
They look like plastic to me. They totally look like plastic. They look like toothbrush glasses, like that you like put by your toothbrush, like do little water rinse. That's what they look like to me.
They look about the size of the cup.
I guess that's the difference when they say 50th celebration cup versus 50th celebration glass.
I don't know. It says cup. It says cup. It says cup. It says cup. There is also, just to round this out before we start this magical game, there is a magical beacon cocktail. As we were talking about those beacons of light.
What is, tell us about it, Joy.
It has gin, blue curacao, Minute Maid premium lemonade, because they're using that in all their cocktails for the 50th.
Sponsored by. Right? Absolutely.
And then some kind of almond syrup, lemon, hibiscus grenadine, and you get that lovely souvenir glow cube that you can take home with you and have in another drink on another day.
That sounds delightful.
I'm not sure I like gin, but I think I would try that. I would try it.
No, I love gin. But gin. I would ask them to substitute like vodka or something
with that lemonade and good lord y'all with it's all the stuff amazing. That's in it. If the cup is the same size as the sipper, there's going to be like a thimble of gin and a bunch of other stuff in it, but you still get that lovely beacons of light glow cube. So there's that, and that's so fun.
And I know we have to go play a game, but I just want everybody
I have final thoughts too. Go ahead.
Everybody has final thoughts.
My favorite of the foods that are out are going to be the PJ Southern Takeout Cupcakes at Disney's Fort Wilderness Campgrounds.
Those they look amazing.
Tell us about those.
They are cupcakes that look like food. They're meant amazing. To throw you off. They're faux food. It's a chicken dinner trio. You get a fried chicken cupcake, peas and carrots, and mashed potatoes. And the fried chicken is apple fritter, apple pie moonshine filling, and vanilla buttercream. And the top of it looks like a drumstick, like a coated drumstick on
this
top.
This is all super sweet,
cute. But it's an apple fritter.
Yeah.
But yes. And then the peas and carrots looks like your grandma put a cup of peas and carrots on your plate you didn't want. But it's strawberry moonshine, so custard, white chocolate frosting, and M&M's mini peas. And then the mashed potatoes is so cute. It's Snickers mousse cupcake with caramel buttercream and a Starburst butter pat on top. It's adorable. It's
so, they look so cute. So if you're staying at the Wilderness Lodge, grab yourself some of those cupcakes. Because
even if you're not, take the boat over and get yourself something.
Yeah.
You could seriously do
Wilderness at the PJ's Southern Takeout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could seriously just take your off day and like today I'm going to eat 50th anniversary stuff, and you could just go everywhere. Park all resort. This is.
Oh, I think that sounds.
And you
fabulous.
Do sweets and savory and sweets and savory.
When you're
and it's nice that there's actual food.
Yeah.
When you're done with your chicken dinner cupcake trio, go over to the Triady Ranch and see the horses.
There you go. All right.
And take one with you and feed it to them.
Oh, that sounds like they wouldn't like that.
Trainers would appreciate that.
No, they won't, but the horses will.
Stop Mm-hmm. All right.
Like the horses are going to be all upset about it.
So with that okay. said, if you are going in the next 18 months or this week for that matter, you need to find all the statues. You need to watch Harmonious. You need to watch Enchantment. You
Meant.
Need to find all the beacons of light. And you need to search out all the costumes and eat all the food. So I hope you have a lot of time that you're not going to ride any rides because you have a lot of things to do while you're there.
Right. Right.
Who's riding rides?
But
yes, Jimmy.
But let's not forget that A, Remy opens on Friday.
It does. So that is another thing and added to the 50th. Right?
And all of you are going to ride it this weekend.
I sure
and,
hope so.
And while you are running around eating everything mm-hmm. and riding everything, if you are there this week, and I have people who went before to avoid the crowd and those who went specifically for the 50th, no matter what happens and what crazy things you encounter, you are at the most magical place on earth.
Perspective, ladies and gentlemen. Perspective.
So let's try not to forget that while in the back of your mind, you may be thinking, I paid this for this vacation and I don't have a fast pass.
I feel like you're talking to my husband, but go on.
Maybe I am.
I know. So I'm going to play this for him on the plane.
I'm talking to whoever your husband
we're talking
may
to
be,
you.
No matter who you are who's listening. You are in a place where magic exists and you are be in a bubble where the outside world will fade away. You are in a place where your children will be on their best behavior. Your spouse will be happy no matter what. You will encounter things you will not find anywhere else on the planet. And people have been planning for this in a time of great, unprecedented whatevers, as we hate to say. Mm-hmm. But take the time, look at everything that all of the amazing people who put this stuff together have done. Food, attractions, decorations, lighting, ambiance. And remember that in the next 18 months, you will experience the work of thousands and thousands of people whose one job was to make you happy.
Absolutely.
And try to go and appreciate that. I'm done.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yep. That was a beautiful, I feel like a sermon. I'm not really sure, but it was beautiful. And we just thank you for that. Yeah. And he's right. So enjoy your trip. And I'm sure we will talk lots about these different things over the next 18 months, because I don't think they're done. I think there will be other things that will pop up, Christmas things that they can do because of the 50th sure. and, you know, different things that we'll see.
There's my whole point is there's a lot coming.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right?
There's a lot that's not here yet. Mm-hmm. Not back yet. It's a lot that, you know, dining plans aren't back yet. Genie Plus is coming. Who knows what that's going to be? There's virtual queue that's gone. There's virtual queue that's coming for Remy. Rise is gone. Your virtual queue, it could come back. There's so much uncertainty. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the reason we're all here is because this is the most magical place on earth.
Right.
And no matter what we say about it and everything we've talked about over 73 episodes, we're all here because we love it.
Right.
And this is going to be an amazing 18 months.
Yes.
If you choose to go, you are going to be blown away yep. and overwhelmed by everything that these thousands of creative people have put together for your enjoyment.
100%.
So go come enjoy it, revel in it, and enjoy the history that you're about to witness yep. because it is going to be amazing.
Epic. So on that note, my friend Roxanne has prepared a little game for us about this epic place that we love so much. Roxanne, take it away. Oh, wait. I totally forgot what we're supposed to do because it's been, several weeks since we played a darn game. We
played games in weeks. Jules,
sing us in.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host for tonight's game, the lovely and talented Roxanne.
Hey, guys.
We missed your games. Take it away.
We did miss your game. I'm so glad you're back.
Oh,
Oh yeah, totally missed your game. So.
I should be saying that because I always lose. All right, so tell us about this game.
All right, we're just going to talk about the 50th celebration, but we are going to throw it back to opening.
1971.
A couple of questions for you, and then we're going to get into, was it an opening day attraction?
Oh,
and
golly,
these are just going to be yes or no. So okay. My first question is, what day did Walt Disney World open?
October 1st, 1971.
Wait, are we getting points?
These are
for
not
this?
For points. Okay. These aren't for points.
These are just to set the stage.
Set the stage.
Am I right?
Yeah.
October 1st.
Thank you very much.
What resorts were available on opening day?
Only the Polynesian was available on opening day because the Contemporary was not ready in time. Bum, bum, bum. It wasn't. This is a true story. I did a bunch of research on this.
And Fort Wilderness?
No, it was just it no.
Oh.
Mm-mm. No,
well, then
you
I
checked your facts.
The wrong information then.
Because oh, wow. I did a bunch. Because
Joyce Googles better than your
no,
Google.
No, I did. Oh. This is a long time ago. I did this for actually Tom and I did. We're doing some research on resorts. I did not
Shout
find that. I mean, maybe the campsite was available. Maybe the campsite.
Yes, the campsite was available.
Okay, but yeah, that doesn't count. The campsite doesn't count. Resort.
That does count.
Why not?
That is a resort.
Of course it counts.
Wait, that's not a building.
Resort.
Your
resort.
Building is your own
they
tent.
Have
you can, no, still. That's not what was available.
It's still a resort.
It was
resort.
The tent sites. I'm not staying in a tent site. Gosh darn it. So it doesn't exist.
You don't have to stay there. But it's
anywho.
Anyhow, please continue.
The Contemporary was supposed to open. This is my favorite tidbit of information. It was supposed to open and a like last minute attempt. It wasn't ready. But the night before, they did all the landscaping really, really fast so that it would look
they
like it.
Slammed tree. Yeah, they slammed trees.
Yes,
down.
Just so it would look beautiful when everyone arrived. Anywho. All right, go on.
Can I go on?
Yep.
Okay.
That's all I got. All That's right. The only tid of information, the only history I even know. Go okay. on.
We're that family.
She's been waiting 72 oh, episodes know, right? to drag that out.
I'm so excited. That's all I got.
Perhaps.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we're going to get into, was it an opening day attraction? And these are going to be
Bring
yes
it.
Or no.
All right.
And you're just going to have to.
Are there points for this or no?
Are we shouting sure. out or are you asking specific people?
No, we can
Shout.
Go around.
Everybody goes Shout. Around.
Then go around and points okay. points for yes
These
or no.
These are right. the answers she's been learning about.
Come on. Come on. There we go.
Answer
this thing.
The question. This come question. On.
Come on. All right.
Oh, all right. Who's going it. First? Maybe Jim, because he's won every game. Who?
Let's do Jim, Jules,
Jim
Joy.
Jim won every
That's
game.
How I right. written on my.
I'm
card.
Right here.
Sorry.
What? Right, we're going to go. Jim.
Pay no attention
Jules,
to her.
And Jules. Enjoy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
I get
Jules?
First crack.
You got it.
I got it.
Okay.
All
right.
Got it. I got it.
First one.
I got it.
Haunted Mansion.
I got your number.
Number on the wall. Sorry. Go ahead.
You are ready.
You are ready.
You are ready.
You. Go.
I'm gonna take off points for that because I already said it.
Go on, Jimmy.
I'm paying attention.
I'm paying attention. Go ahead.
All right. Haunted Mansion.
No.
Jules?
Oh, everyone has
oh,
the answer?
Yeah, everyone Sorry. Has
I
the
say
answer.
Yes. No, 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 it was not.
Okay, Joy?
It was not.
It was.
It was.
Oh,
it was.
What?
It was.
Yeah, oh, it, was. It wasn't Whoa. At Disneyland, though. It wasn't at
right.
Disneyland. I just, I watched a lot of Behind the Attractions recently.
I know, right? Yeah.
Y'all
Which is where
wrong.
You came up with your previous story.
No, it's not. I really did a lot of research. I'm telling you, Tom and I did a bunch of research on this like thing we made about, and that's how I learned that. So no, it wasn't
okay.
like yesterday's
right.
research.
Right.
I promise.
All right.
Go ahead. Okay.
But I obviously All didn't right. watch Behind the Attractions very well. Go on.
Okay.
None of us got a point.
There was so much no information point. On that one that it was easy to mix up which one had it first.
Yeah. Well, there yeah. Yeah, it like yeah. and it like jumped back and forth too, and I was like,
"Yeah,
okay, go on." Those are my excuses. Go on.
All right, Liberty Square riverboats.
Yes, I'm gonna go with yes. Joy Deed says yes.
Not your turn.
Not your turn.
Why do I have to go in order if we know
so
our
I can
answer?
Make your scores. Well, you don't have to, but you don't have to.
Liberty Square Riverboat. No.
Joel?
I'm going to go with no.
That's right. It opened on October 2nd, 1971.
What's that, Virginia's? That's not even fair.
Sure it is. This is opening day.
Mm-hmm. Opening day.
Well,
if the color of your drink is decidedly clear, my friend.
It's wine. Sorry.
Is it? Okay.
I switched it up tonight.
It's really clear. It's ever clear.
I switched it up. I'll tell you later. Anyway, go on.
Good.
Switched it up.
All right. The next one is the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, yes. Well. That.
Yes.
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 Opening day.
Is that right? Is that correct? Can you please confirm when we get the correct answer?
I'm making notes so I know who has what.
He's making notes.
Okay. Yes, that was one of them. All right. The next one is Space Mountain.
No.
No.
No, it was not.
It was not. That opened in 1975.
75.
All right. Mr. Toad's Wild.
75. Hold on.
I don't know. 1975. What are you looking at? Close that. Whatever you're looking at.
I'm not looking at anything. No, I'm just curious.
I'm pretty sure it opened in January of 75.
No, well, I was there in December of 75 because it was open. So I was just curious when, how old it was when I got there my first
trip. I just wrote down 75.
No, but I'm a crusty old fart, so I was.
Although
there.
You've been really good at remembering things tonight, so there's that.
I know my Alzheimer's took his ginkgo.
It's astounding how well I'm doing, considering my age and my vacation status. Please continue.
Yep. Right. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yes.
Yes.
God, I missed that ride.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Actually, Disney World?
It probably wasn't, but God, it should have been.
We already said yes, so.
I did say yes, but I'm wrong.
I'm going to say no.
That is a guess. Sorry.
It was.
It was?
Yes, it was open.
Yeah, it was, yes. It was an opening day attraction. All right, it's a Small World.
Yes.
Joel's?
Small World?
Yes.
The Small World.
Yes.
That is the attraction we are speaking of.
Okay. Yes. Yes, it was.
All right.
The Plaza Swan Boats.
I'm gonna they're not still open, so
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say they slapped that together and they were not ready yet.
I'm gonna go with yes, just to be different.
Of course you are.
Oh, I gotta try to get ahead of you if I can.
The Plaza Swan Boat.
I don't even remember those.
Which James Linsky has never ridden.
They weren't there.
Sure, they were open.
They were not open. They opened in
1973. Well,
Jimmy.
All right. Cinderella's Golden Carousel.
Yes. Yes.
Cinderella's Golden Carousel at
probably
Walt
wasn't
Disney
named
World?
That. It was probably named something else. What was it named at that time, though?
Cinderella's Golden Carousel.
Okay, because it's not called that now.
No, it's Royal. Prince Charming's Regal Carousel.
Regal Carousel. Right. Yeah.
Why did they change the name of the carousel?
Equality. That the whole
story. Just to make you mad.
That seems.
Jules, what did you say on that one? The carousel.
I didn't have the answer to that, so I did not answer.
Well, you have to.
Was it open or was it not open? Cinderella's.
Well, I knew that the carousel was open, but I didn't know it by that name.
So okay, I couldn't so believe that the carousel was open.
Oh my gosh.
Was the carousel open? Gosh darn it.
It was. It was open.
Well, I said yes. I thought it was.
It was.
Listen, it's like Cinderella was its maiden name, and then it got married and changed its name to Prince Charming.
Well, they shouldn't have changed it.
So you have to verify through records and archives what the maiden name was before you can know.
But that wasn't the question.
The name was changed in 2010.
Oh, what?
So it was a new change. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, not that it's a big deal and not that it matters, because you know I just call it the carousel. That's a Mandela effect.
You call it the carousel anyway. What do you care?
But yeah. Wonder why. Like, did somebody wake up in 2010 and was like, I think we should change it to the Royal Prince Carousel and just throw Cinderella under the bus?
Maybe. I don't know.
You should go back. I'll tell you what. You should research that and bring us an answer next week.
When did New Fantasyland open?
Because you have all this free time. You should definitely
Do that. 2014.
Thank you, Jim, for adding some mail to my plate.
Get off the Google.
You're welcome.
I don't know what you think you're doing.
I'm on the Google.
Get off.
Yes, you might
trying to see when it switched over.
Hey, can you lower your voice?
I have a lot more of these to get through.
Okay, keep going.
All right. Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes.
Oh, those were there. They were there. I know they were there.
No.
I saw it in the video, but I do not believe they were there on opening day.
No, I don't think they were there opening.
They were there on opening day. They closed in 1994.
94?
Yeah.
They were there on opening day?
Yep.
That seems like a liability, Walt.
They haven't. They still have the Disneyland.
It was 71, my friend. You could get away with a lot.
I know. Yeah, I'm joking. Look at Action Park. Joking. He wasn't even there on opening day. Anyway, that makes me sad. Does that ever make y'all sad that he wasn't there at the opening day of Walt Disney?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's tragic.
That makes me so sad.
But joyful on another end that his vision was.
Yeah. Completed. No. Yay for sure. I just when I think about that, but I'm like,
it's a bittersweet moment. Yeah, my for friend. Sure.
Anywho, all right, not to bring a tear to your eye, I just, I'm mad about the canoes. Anyway, move on.
You can still ride them over in Disneyland if you would like.
No, why? I don't even like the canoe that I have at my house. I'm not riding that canoe. You have to pay extra for that?
Like 2 feet deep.
In 94? Because I know in the beginning you had to pay extra for everything because you bought like tickets or whatever. But like in 94... Did you pay extra for the canoes? Because you know I wasn't doing them if you paid.
No, we were ticket extra. Books were gone by then.
No, I know, no, but they're extra things. Charge. Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right.
You'd pay it.
I said 20,000. That's why. Go ahead.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
I'm going no.
I'm like totally guessing on this one.
They so rushed this that half that was not no.
What'd you
no,
say?
20,000 Leagues.
I said I'm guessing. I haven't guessed, but it will be a total guess because I have no idea.
Well, go ahead and guess.
I'm gonna go with no.
Red or black?
Jules, you said yes.
I said yes because I'm going with anything that was already in play at Disneyland at the time of opening was recreated at Disney World.
Disneyland never had a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It was always a submarine voyage.
Oh. Yeah, but I thought it was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea submarine voyage. Oh. I've been lied to.
Oh, you have. So
was it there?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was not there on opening day. It opened on October 14th, 1971.
Like the next
2 weeks
day.
Later.
But anywho,
2 weeks later,
like all this stuff was like brought online like momentarily after. But sorry, kids.
Yeah, like when you got there and it was like not
it's
ready.
An 18-month celebration.
Not ready. Not ready.
Come not back ready. Next week.
Like every attraction.
Main Street looks great, though. To. Come on in and have a Mickey bar. Yeah.
You can't go to the bath. Wait, you can't drink out of the water fountain. But that was the other part. But yes.
He said people will buy a Pepsi. People buy a Coke, but they cannot pee in the street.
Yeah, ma'am, your priorities, friend.
Finish the plumbing.
Yep. All right. Magic Kingdom Skyway from Fantasyland to Tomorrowland and back.
Skyway?
You mean the gondolas?
God, I love the Skyway.
The Skyway.
Was it the gondolas?
Have any of you ever ridden it?
Yeah. I've ridden it in Disneyland, but I haven't ridden it in Disney World.
No, in World.
No.
In World. Roxanne has.
I have.
No.
But you 1988. Children have not. Yeah.
I was born.
It was
well.
Awesome.
I see that I have it. I was there when I was
picture
four.
An open skyliner from Tomorrowland to Fantasyland.
How long was it there?
I don't have this
kind of easily 30 years
because I was there when I was four, which would have been like
you probably wrote it.
They took out the one in Disneyland when they opened Indiana Jones.
Okay, so I was there in 89. So
when did it close in the Magic Kingdom though?
Somewhere shortly after that. So
yeah, because it was 90-ish. There. I remember
it was there in 88.
I vividly remember riding it in 82 or 83.
Okay, I wasn't born.
I'm going to say no on opening day, though.
But if I see, I can't say that I haven't ridden it. I just don't remember. Because I was there in 89.
Well, you would have been a child.
I've been 89.
I have pictures of me riding it in the 80s in Disneyland.
Was it opening
day? Disney World, so I was an adult.
Okay. I don't believe it was there. I'm going to say no to opening
day. Say no.
We got no from Jim, Jules. No from Joy. Jules?
I don't think it was open on opening day.
Yes, it was.
What?
Come on.
Well, let me just tell you about something else that was opened on opening day that is not going to be opened on October 1st. And those are the trams in the dang parking lot.
Don't even get me started. I'm not talking
don't
about that.
Don't get Roxanne keep started going. On that. Oh, my God.
Come on. Look.
I share her misery.
I still
let me
have
tell you
like
something.
20 of these to get through, people.
Okay. We don't have to do them all tonight.
If no, you no sidetracking. To Jim, if you listen to last week's episode, Jim shares your pain in the tram. So,
oh, my God.
I listened.
But come on. That's you're not going to.
Bring it back. Let's go. What 50th, are they waiting for?
Just for the 50th.
What are they waiting for?
You've at least got to do it for the 50th. You know that parking lot is going to be
it.
Bigger than any. Like, take
well,
some of your
I'll
best
you
people.
What. I heard a rumor from Disneyland, from a very credible source in Disneyland. Nobody was taking care of these trams for the past 18 months, and they're not running. And Disneyland's trams are not running. So the rumor was they were going to take our trams and put them over there. And I was like, if you take my tram, I'm going to lose it.
They don't need a tram.
That's why you hate to go to Magic
Kingdom.
They can
literally walk everywhere they have to go.
Exactly. Anyway.
Look at it this way, though. Anyway. But fall's coming, so it's not going to be a 90-degree walk.
No, it's fine.
California,
it's
you're freaking avocado toast. Take a couple extra dang steps. Leave us our freaking trams because it's farther from our parking lot.
Look, trams are not even on my list.
Okay, I just want to say, though, that, like, I feel like freaking if you can just bring them yoga. Back for, like, one day, I feel like the first might be a good day to bring them back. Just saying. I'm just saying. All right.
If you're going to bring them back, you're bringing them back. You're not bringing back the first. Walk.
Oh, my God. Walk, because you're going to need it for all those dang treats you're going to eat later. All right.
Right. Walk it off.
Go on.
Exercise before you get there.
Oh, don't eat the churro.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Roxanne, please continue.
Tom Sawyer Island.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with yes.
No, be your own girl.
No, I don't know.
It opened in 1973.
Own your own mistakes.
73? Yeah, I should have gone with that. I had no idea. I should have gone.
All right, can I make a Tom Sawyer comment?
Yes.
As I recall, the first time. No, no, probably not. You could.
Oh,
and I would abide by it. However,
December back in 63.
What a very special time for me. So I remember.
One night.
Okay. You guys got to jump in when we do that.
I was thinking.
We need four part harmony on those. I know.
Oh, give me the dapper ears.
You don't want me singing, trust me.
Stop it. All right. I can finish. What were you trying to say?
Wait. What I'm going to say.
Yes.
Yeah, so I loved Tom Sawyer Island my first visit in 75. Mm-hmm. When did they stop lighting buildings on fire?
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But my whole shack. Childhood, in my whole childhood, as you looked across, as you're walking to what is now Big Thunder Mountain,
yeah,
and you look across Tom Sawyer, that whole island was on fire.
There was a shack that was on fire.
Yeah. No, but you look across
child,
like, oh my God, that's the island's on fire. Yeah. If you're six, believe me,
the whole
14, the island's on fire, but it's not on fire anymore.
No,
when did
no
they
fire.
Stop the fire?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. And I'm going to say it was not open.
We
right?
didn't stop the fire.
I don't know.
It was always burning since the world was turning.
But that's what I'm saying.
That
so when
is like... The Tom Sawyer Island
was always burning since the world was open. We didn't stop the fuck.
We don't always go.
Nobody once told me.
More clear wine.
Oh my God. What the hell? I can't talk because all you people are singing all night long. Tom Sawyer Island. On our first trip when Wells was like almost two. was like a saving grace for us. It was like one spot where mm-hmm. he could get out of his car, you know, out mm-hmm. of the stroller and run around, and you weren't like, oh my God, there's so many people. And mm-hmm. that is like a little hidden gem for those of you who have little bugs who you have to hold by the hand all day long or strap them in all day long, but you can like finally let them out of the stroller without you acting like a crazy mama. So hit up Tom Sawyer. We haven't been on it in a while, although at dinner the other night, we were discussing all the attractions and things we would want to do on this trip. And Tom Sawyer made the list because it's been one we haven't done in a while. So, and we feel like on the 50th, we may be only riding, you know, the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. And
are you worried about crowds, Joy?
This next one might be on your list.
Swing us in, Roxanne.
Swiss Family Treehouse. Was it an opening day attraction?
Yes.
I would just say no. They're so confident. I'm sure they're right.
Yes, for that.
Okay.
All right. Shrunken Ned's Junior Jungle Boat.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the most
Shrunken Ned.
Most That's the most random thing that has jungle ever come out of your mouth. I'm going to shut up now. Repeat that. Repeat it.
Shrunken Ned's Junior Jungle Boat.
No.
I don't even know what those are.
Joy's like,
I don't even know what that is. Does it matter?
No.
It was a little remote control game.
I'm going to go with yes, because that seems like something they could do.
Was it? It's got to be outside jungle.
It's probably extra. It would be extra if they had it at the gate.
Yeah, it's right next to the shooting gallery you'll pay for.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it there?
No, it opened in 1997.
97?
It was open for 4 months and closed immediately because it was the stupidest idea anyone ever did.
Where was it? Where is it at? Like, oh my God, look this up. I just looked him up.
How long was it open, though?
It was not open long.
Yeah, no, it was like, this is stupid.
Oh, was it near the Jungle Cruise? Because it's very like jungly.
Yes, it was where the little river is that's now like piratey stuff for the game. Then I think that's when it closed, when they put in that game.
Yeah. Smartly. Because everyone's like, this is ridiculous.
All right. Mickey Mouse review.
And the points don't matter. No.
No.
I don't even know what it is. What was it?
I'm going to go
with
no.
Is it an attraction?
It's probably where PhilharMagic was now.
Mickey Mouse Review.
Was it a show? Can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, it would
definitely be so many things in that.
I don't really know.
It would be a musical review.
There's so many things in that PhilharMagic building. It's probably right where that is.
No, I'm going to go with no.
Yes, it was.
Where and what was it?
I don't have that kind of information.
Well, if you're gonna slam us with obscure bullshit, then you should have the answer.
Mouse Review.
Okay, move on.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Jules.
Yes.
Pirates.
No.
Yes.
Joy. Pirates.
Feeling pressure from both sides of the.
Do the right thing, Joy. Do the right thing. Answer is no.
I'm going to go with no.
It is no. It opened in 1973. All right. Snow White's Scary Adventure.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to own it. So
if Mr. Toad was open, then Snow White was open.
I don't want y'all to say out there in listening land, Joy Deeds was riding the coattails of Jem.
Well, is that a yes or a no, Jules?
What? No.
Is that a yes or a no?
I said
I'm going
yes.
No.
Two yeses, one no.
It was.
I own my wrongness. And my rightness.
It was.
All right. Good. I wish it was still there.
I know.
Because I hate its replacement.
What's its replacement? Yeah.
Seven Dwarfs.
No. The replacement is the Princess Fantasy.
Okay, there. No, the replacement is there's Princess Fairytale Hall.
Fairytale Hall, sorry.
That's dumb.
Fantasy but the current Disney. Snow White ride is not anywhere close to Snow
White. I meant the actual building.
Yeah. I did too.
You guys, they still do the Mickey Mouse review in
Tokyo. Where?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's creepy.
Really?
I love this woman.
You got to look this up on YouTube. I'll put it in the show notes. We'll put it in the show notes. Holy bananas. Everybody's there. The Fab Five, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, the freaking people from the Jungle Book. Dumbo's got an accordion.
Is it like a country bear jamboree, but with Mickey?
But it's all animatronic.
Like a country bear jamboree, but Mickey style.
Yeah. And you know how in Fantasia, they put the spotlight on the composer and then you just see his shadow on the thing. So they put the spotlight on Mickey and like his Mickey head is
animatronically.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. All right, moving on. Just a few more.
All right, next one I have is the People Mover.
No.
Freaking People Mover. Will the People Mover work for the 50th?
Yeah, it's working right now.
It's working.
That's not what I asked. I didn't ask if it was working today.
No, it'll totally be working.
It's off and on. You know.
And it's beautiful, too. It's nice. They did a really nice job.
And you can see some really great views of different things.
The answer, however, is no.
I don't know. So I'm going to go with no.
All right. No, it opened in 1975.
There you go. Right before I got there.
All right. This is The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
No. God, no. It was Mr. Toad like it should be now.
Oh, does that make you angry?
I'm gonna go with no.
Shut up. Yes,
I'll
it
be
does.
Honest. I don't like the Winnie the Pooh ride. I think every time terrible. I ride it, I'm like, this is so cheap. Like, it's like,
I no. love it.
You know
it
why?
Would be better if
you know
people
why?
Didn't take flash
because
photography
it's a,
in it.
No, it's
you know
cheap.
Why it's cheap? Because it's a BS overlay of the greatest ride ever in Fantasyland. That's why.
Like, I feel like you can see the ground, you can see the roof. I'm like not transformed into the Winnie's the Pooh's 100-acre woods.
Don't get me started on the horrible, ridiculous transformation from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride to the aberration that is the Pooh ride.
I'll be honest with
you. What was cool about the Disney World Mr. Toad's was there was two different tracks. So you would load.
It was amazing.
Here's what I was saying. I just was going to say that the outside of the Winnie Pooh ride is better than the inside. Like the things you get to do outside.
The queue line is spectacular.
And then you get in
the
line
wall,
and you're like,
and
this sucks. It's like
this. What
sucks? It sucks. It's awful.
It does suck. It's awful.
It's
look,
quick and boring.
One of my favorite things on my first visit when I was 14 was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Oh my God, it was just fun and it was different.
It is.
And as a dark ride, it was maybe the best dark ride ever.
It is a crazy ride.
You were driving into a train tunnel.
You
thought you were hit by a train.
Disneyland? Because I rode it in Disneyland, but I never rode it in World.
The ending of the ride is you end up in hell. It's crazy. You're just like,
it was so good.
What did I just ride? So then you got to ride.
It's the same thing with Pinocchio. Is a cautionary tale ride, too.
It was so good. The difference is it was, you know, nobody has any recollection now of Wind in the Willows. Nobody even knows what that ride was, what Mr. Toad is based on. But when we were 14, you know, 45 years ago, pardon me, that was an amazing, amazing ride. And the transformation to Pooh, while, you know, Evelina only knows it as Pooh, and she loves to ride the Pooh ride. You know, every time I ride it, I'm like, oh, this used to be this, used to be that. Because it really is a cheap overlay of what used to be there. It's like the Frozen ride in Maelstrom.
Oh, I don't think that's a cheap ride.
It's a cheap overlay of the exact same thing that used to be there.
Oh, I don't give
They changed Maelstrom Zero, except the oil rig. But you still go backwards where the trolls used to be.
Yeah,
they took the same ride.
Well,
they
really
took out everything that's.
I think Frozen it's good though.
Did they move the track?
No, I'm fine if you don't want to move the Pooh track.
It's a boat ride. What are we supposed to do? Move the water?
No, so that's where I disagree because I do love the Frozen ride and I rode both. However, with the Pooh ride, I don't like that. Like you can see the ground and then you can see it's not even like an overlay. I feel like you like painted a wall or two or three and then you like open the door.
Everything that was in it. It's
too light too. It's like
they did the easiest. They did the easiest, simplest, yeah. cheapest way.
Just remember, you're at Disney,
you know,
and it's great to be at Disney supporting the economy.
Oh,
and all the cast members who worked so hard to make us smile.
But here's the great thing about it.
In my face.
It's just one ride. It's one teeny tiny ride.
All I'm saying is the transformation from Mr. Toad to Pooh is awesome.
I am absolutely, it never ceases to amaze me how many people have never actually read The Wind in the Willows. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, our librarian. That's like a
required reading in school for everybody.
The librarian is out tonight. All right, so
moving on.
Well, how many more do you have? About
that fell on deaf ears, didn't it?
Well, you're about to watch it because it'll be part of Disney Plus's Halloween lineup because it's part of it goes Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is the thing first, or Toad Hall is the thing first, and then it's Ichabod Crane. They're part of the same special.
Anyway, all I was gonna say, Jim, is what I have to say about that is you need to go to Disneyland.
Oh,
it still exists in Disneyland, so you need to go.
It's very good.
You don't need to tell me twice. I know I need to go, and I'm angry I haven't been.
Yes, you need to go.
All right, finish up. Last Peter, two?
No, I've got like 10.
Oh my God, people. Well, we're over, so move it.
Just say yes or no.
Okay, stop. We're not doing stop going on a tangent. Go.
Peter Pan's Flight.
Yes.
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 Yes, it was. Grand Prix Raceway.
No.
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't think it was called Grand Prix Raceway.
Well, whatever it was called, there was a racetrack. Was called, with
I don't think
kids.
I don't think it was ready. No, yes. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to go with yes. They jumped the track on opening day. They jumped the track because they didn't want to wait in line. You people have not watched whatever I watched.
Grand Prix Raceway is now Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yes they like on opening day, they were like, I'm not waiting in this line. So they jumped over the fence and like got the cars from the people moving it in before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a crazy. Yeah.
And you know what?
Crazy.
It was awful then too. I wouldn't have jumped the line for it then. I certainly wouldn't jump a line for it now. Moving on.
I'll ride it at night. I don't ride it.
I ride it for my kiddos.
All right. Star Jet.
So you're asking if the Astro Orbiter was renamed Star Jets and open on opening day. And I'm going to say no, they were
not. I'm
going to
go with yes.
And I go with no.
They were not. They opened in 1974.
That can have it.
I'm so glad I waited till 75 to go. All the stuff was open. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like you shouldn't buy the first model of the car. Right. You should wait.
You never buy the first release of a software. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. If you had wings.
No.
What's that?
That was way later.
Hold on.
It was one of the maybe. It's where Buzz Lightyear is now. Mm-hmm. And the tunnel that you come in at the end of Buzz Lightyear was you were on in like a ice sailing, like a sailboat on ice, and it was all lit up and it kind of looked like you were actually on a sailboat with ice. It was sponsored by Delta. Mm-hmm. On my first trip, it was an amazing thing. I love Buzz Lightyear, but If You Had Wings was maybe the coolest of the sponsored attractions in Tomorrowland. And no, it was not open in 1971.
Okay.
What?
Am I correct?
Am
I correct?
Well, you have to the rest of them answer first.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't think it was open.
Was Jules, it open or not?
If you had wings?
I said no.
Okay. It was not open. 1972.
Oh, so yes. Close. So what was point of the ride?
Like
it was sponsored by Delta and it was all like flying. It was super cool. But it was in the Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear is an overlay of If You Had Wings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Took over the building.
So same track?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, but that one you like.
I do. I do. It wasn't about points.
I see.
No, I loved If You Had Wings when I was a kid on my first visits. Mm-hmm. But I love Buzz Lightyear because it's completely different. If you're going to overlay exactly what you had, then make it worth it. Mm-hmm. And that one's worth it. It was a great switch of an exact overlay.
Okay.
It wasn't a cheap overlay. It was an inventive
overlay. That's how I feel about Frozen. I think it's a good overlay. I agree with you on the Pooh ride. Not great overlay. That's going to be another...
Ooh, overlay episode. Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Love it.
Hurry it up, friend.
Moving on.
All right. Tropical Serenade. Yes.
Ooh. Oh.
What's that? The tiki room?
It's a tiki room. No.
It's a good thing like I 70. Don't call anything what it's supposed to be called, because apparently it's already changed names.
Several things have already changed.
Right? No, so y'all like give me a hard time. But Disney's been doing it for years. I'm just being Disney.
Okay. I think Tropical Serenade was the name of it when I went in 75.
Oh my God. Everything was open in 75. I'm going to go with yes.
Jules, did you answer that one?
I said no.
You said no. Okay. So yes.
I said yes. I said yes. I said yes.
I thought so. I thought I marked you.
Yeah, no, I said yes.
Tropical Serenade was open on opening day. Yep. It changed to Enchanted Tiki Room in 1993.
Okay.
Really?
1993.
Wow.
Wow.
It had that name for a long time.
It did. That's crazy.
Okay. Right. Big Thunder Mountain.
No.
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 No, it wasn't. It was built in 1980.
Wasn't even there when Jim was there in 75.
No, it was not there. There was nothing out there in that section.
Country Bear Jamboree.
Yes, 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 yes.
Can't wait. That's another one we'll be able to do on the first.
Right.
Exactly. No way.
Yes, that was open.
We're trying to find all the ones we'd be able to do on the first.
Have you done the Bears though?
Oh, yeah.
Love the Bears.
Okay. I love the Bears.
Yeah, I love the Bears.
On my first visit, that was a highlight. I loved, loved the Country Bears.
He like stood, he was like almost three, and he like stood in the row because they're a little bit wider, and he just danced.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I love the Bears.
And good my favorite thing is to do the dance in the street when they come out on the street and they randomly do the dance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The sad part is I haven't been able to drag anybody onto the Country Bears since 1975, but go ahead.
Well, you know, my favorite thing is to go in there and see all the new people who you know have never seen it before, because they're just like, what is this?
What is this? I'm
watching. It's a classic. You're watching a classic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What horrible, misogynistic, outdated.
Yes.
Racist.
They have taken some of the stuff out of it, though. Some of the racist stuff.
Yeah, it's still, but yeah, it's not what it was, but it's still awesome. Exactly.
All right, Dumbo.
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes, it was. All right, the Mad Tea Party.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it was.
All right, and last one.
Last one.
Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
No.
This is a trick question.
I'm trying to think. Which one's fair?
It's a trick. It's a trick question.
Carousel of Progress.
Oh my God.
It's a great big tomorrow.
I'm going no.
No.
I don't know. I'm going to go with yes, because I said yes already, but I'm probably wrong.
Wait.
No.
I'm saying no, but I'm trying to remember if Walt actually got to see the Carousel of Progress in action before he died. And I feel like he did, but also I don't feel like it was installed in Tomorrowland until later.
So what you gonna
do? What you gonna do, Roxanne?
What you gonna do? End of the night, make a decision.
Uncle Orville. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? They come for you.
All right. I've been in my chair for years. I said no.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but I said no.
All right. No, it was not. It opened in 1975. Because
oh my God, when Jim was there.
World Fair.
Okay.
And they moved to Disneyland.
Right, and then they moved it. Right, exactly.
Disney World.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a great thing.
So, no,
what's the final tally on this?
Oh my gosh. The closest I can tell is 20 for Jim.
20 for Jim.
18 for Jules.
And 5 for Joy.
17 for Joy.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Joy did well.
Yeah, thank you.
I may have missed some here and there.
That sounds good to me, friend. All righty. So that wraps up the 50th episode. This is our speculation episode. I'm sure we'll come back from the 50th and tell you all about some great things that we saw firsthand.
Yeah, mark it all down, because 18 months from now, we're going to be like, oh, we were wrong about that. Oh, we were wrong about
that. Probably. Oh, and that would be just true Ears for You fashion. However, we hope you have a lovely time if you are actually going to be there on October 1st. But remember, if you're not there on October 1st, you have 18 months to experience all these lovely things. All right, so we will not be here next week because Roxanne and I will be at the 50th celebration, but we will be back. Oh, wait. Roxanne will not be back after that because
I'll be on another cruise.
Well, you'll be. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, pardon moi.
It's just getting ridiculous. Anyway, she will. You will be at the 50th, but you will not be at the episode after the 50th. So we will be back with you on the 14th. I will talk about some of the things I saw. I'm sure we'll talk about something new and fun and exciting, and we can't wait for you to join us then. So we'll see you in a couple weeks.
As always, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@earsforyoupodcast.com. Again, that is info@ears4upodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Ears for You Podcast. We're also on Pinterest. And don't forget the blog at www.earsforyoupodcast.com. From all of us here, we'll see you real soon.